Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. If you've got a MySpace or Facebook page, chances are you know how many friends you've got. Me, I've got 590, but I don't pretend to know them all that well. Felicity here has a paltry 367. What a loser. However, our next guest eclipses both of us, and with over 160,000 MySpace friends, Ricky Danger is the most popular cyber guy in New Zealand. I suppose the first question when you realise that you've got over 160,000 friends is why, Ricky Danger?
Well, it wasn't something that I set out to do intentionally. It was more a case of I was living in this horrific set of flats in Mount Eden, which had a lot of crime going on, and I didn't really want to go home at night. And I was working in the finance industry, and we had offices in Newmarket, so I'd stay there at night doing work, and that's when I started exploring MySpace and started collecting all the friends, I guess.
Collecting, I mean, you haven't just collected friends, you've positively hoarded them, haven't you? I mean, 160 what thousand at the moment?
I think it just went past 190,000 this morning, so.
OMG, as they say on the net. 190, I'm taking it you don't know many of these people. How long does it take you just to, because if you've got, say, 10,000 things to process, saying, yes, I'll be that person's friend, yes, I'll be that person's friend, yes, I'll be that person's friend, how long does that take?
Well, I have an automatic thing set up, so I just click one button and they all get accepted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, I've worked out that to be able to manage a MySpace profile of this magnitude, you've got to automate a lot of your processes or else you just won't have time to do anything.
So when did you realise that you had a problem?
It was probably somewhere in between 10,000 and 20,000 friends when I realised that there were too many messages coming in, too many friend requests, and I needed automatic help, I guess.
I mean, a lot of people, they have, I mean, you know, I've got a Facebook page and I've got more friends than I necessarily know, but they're usually people that I've got some sort of acquaintance with them. And so why would you be friends with people that complete strangers?
Well, a lot of people request my friendship on MySpace because they've got something to promote. So they've got their own online business or they've got their band or whatever it is that they're promoting. And because I've got a lot of friends, they want to put it in front of me. So, with the chance that perhaps I could promote them.
Oh, okay. And so, I mean, so you're number one, you know, you've got the most friends in New Zealand.
Apparently.
Right, 190,000. Flight of the Conchords sitting on about 30,000, something like that, is that right?
I think they're around about 160,000.
Oh, are they? Yeah. Oh, but they don't really count anyway because they're kind of
they're famous for a reason,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. How does your friendship figure on the worldwide scale?
Well, there's basically, once you get to over 100,000 friends, you know everyone else with over 100,000 friends.
Is it like an elite club? Do you have your own bathroom and stuff like that?
We don't have our own bathroom, but we certainly talk a lot. And I would say there'd be maybe 15 people in the world who have no legitimate claim to have all those friends who have them, who have more than me.
15?
Around about 15.
Is there a prize?
No, not that I'm aware of. I wish there was.
Ricky, I'm interested to know how many hours a day you spend on MySpace.
Well, when I was working, and I've just recently left my job because something else has come up which I think I can do, I was between the hours of 5 and 8 in the morning, I would do around about 90 minutes, somewhere between 5 and 8. I don't go on MySpace in the evenings because I find that's when it's, in the New Zealand evenings, that's when it's dead, so there's not much point in me going on. So the only other time that I'd go on would be when I'm struggling to sleep, so 3 in the morning.
What do you use it for?
The main thing that I've been using it for is as a promotional tool for my music. So I'd been writing these songs in my bedroom and mixing and mastering them myself, and what happened was I thought, well, I could either try my luck with a radio station, which I did, and it didn't really work out because the radio station ended up imploding. And so I thought, well, I could just market myself because I think I've got a couple of good tracks. And so that's what I've primarily been using it for. But there's a lot of opportunities with it now. I mean, there's a lot of things that I could do and probably a little bit of money to be earned from it as well.
I'm interested to know, with all the time and energy you put into your MySpace profile, does your offline life suffer at all?
Not really, because the way I've worked it is that I'm either on early in the morning or very, very late at night. So I try to have a very balanced life and steer clear of MySpace when I can. So no, I don't think it has suffered as a result, to be honest.
Do you use other social networking sites? Do you have a Bebo site? Do you have a MySpace site? Any of those things?
Never tried Bebo. I do have a Facebook, just because it seems to be a little bit more dominant in New Zealand, and so Facebook is what I'd use to talk to my friends in New Zealand in real life. So, you know, if we're going out to a bar on Friday night, we can use that to communicate. But
so you've got a more manageable number of friends on Facebook, presumably?
Yeah, just a few thousand on Facebook.
I mean, is there any concerns about privacy? One thing about putting, you know, yourself on the web and connecting with that many people is that you are exposing yourself to a lot of,
Absolutely, and I've probably made a number of mistakes in that regard as well, in that there are people all over the world who have my address and have sent me things. So, I mean, the chances of someone possibly showing up on my doorstep is a possibility.
Is your address on there?
It has been on there at one point. I've taken it down now just because of safety concerns.
Weirdest experience from someone contacting you via MySpace?
Gosh, there's been quite a few, to be honest. Probably the one that sticks in my mind would be talking someone down from suicide. That was at one point I had an advice page on my MySpace where I was acting as an agony aunt, and so you could either choose to have humorous, biting advice, or you could choose to have realistic advice. And one of the people was extremely suicidal, and I hope I did a pretty good job in talking them out of it.
Because you never heard from him again?
No. This person does send me messages from time to time to let me know how they're going.
Oh, that is cool. I mean, what else have you used it for? So promoting music, you say?
I mean. Yeah, my younger sister and I are in the midst of writing a novel together. And so one of the plans we've got is to perhaps release the novel bit by bit over MySpace and just try and get a following that way.
Have you had much attention from, say the US media, people like that, magazines overseas, people picking up on this?
I've had a couple of internet TV shows or radio shows that have asked for my music to be played on their closing credits, things like that. As yet, I haven't had any interest from the US media, though.
Where did the name Ricky Danger come from?
Well, I wanted, at the time I was working in finance and I really needed to keep the persona separate. So I needed to come up with a name, and I thought that I should come up with a name that was far, far cooler than the one that I was given at birth.
Because I don't know if I'd trust Ricky Danger with my investments.
No, well...
especially not this current climate.
And I'm certainly out of that game now, so no
need
to worry.
And you haven't revealed your real name, have you?
No, I haven't, although I'm surprised at the lack of journalistic skill in this country, because I could think of two very, very easy ways to find that out.
Is that a challenge, Ricky?
Yeah, feel free to. I mean, I can think of two ways where you'd find it out no matter what. So, yeah, but by all means, you can try.
I'm going to follow you home after this interview.
Tell us about your danger kittens.
Yeah, well, they're not kittens anymore, they're cats. And basically I really love animals, and I wanted to either have a dog or a cat. Didn't have the time to take care of a dog, so I had a couple of cats. And as a joke, one night at about 2 in the morning, I decided to create them a MySpace profile. And I put a link on my profile saying, you guys should all add my cats. And they've crawled up to, I think it's close to 10,000 friends now, so...
Awesome. Look, have you got a goal in mind? In terms of number of friends, something that you'd go, right, that's it now, this boat's full?
No, no goals or anything like that. I'm just happy to let it carry on as is. I mean, I had a 10-year plan for it where I was just going to keep going and hoping to build it up. And I'm just going to keep going on like that. I'm going to buy a couple of websites in the next few days and just sort of add them to what I'm doing as well.
Awesome. Well, give us a call when you reach a million, eh?
Yeah, I'm probably a few years off that, but pretty close to 200,000.
Cool. Thanks very much for your time.
No worries.
And if you'd like to jump on the Ricky Danger bandwagon, go to myspace.com/Ricky Danger. Coming up after the break, Felicity meets some of the acts from WOMAD.